Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Show brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyIQ technology, the number one professionally installed garage door opener. You can find them at RainerKC.com. I like the reined in plan for the NCAA tournament. Remember we were hearing 96 teams?
Yeah.
And all this stuff, I'm going, come on. You knew they wanted to expand. This seems way more manageable. Going from 68 currently to either 72 or 76. I can live with that. Like, well, the first four out are in, or eight more teams, like, big deal.
Big deal, right? How many we have now? 68? So 76 would be.
I know you're preserving probably the big conference spots, which is the goal of big conferences.
Right.
But also, you're not completely going crazy and watering things down. Now, there's still going to be some teams from the, you know, the eighth place team in the SEC that's getting in. You're like, whatever. Yeah, probably so. But
isn't that where Tennessee usually is?
This
Mac went to Tennessee. For those of you don't know, our new producer, Mac's a Tennessee grad.
No, Tennessee's good.
They still talk about Phil Fulmer.
They got Rick Barnes, man.
Yeah. Say, come on, man. Runner up Naismith Player of the Year.
Rick Barnes is
the player of the year.
Rick Barnes is the goods, man.
Rick Barnes really is the goods. He doesn't get enough credit.
No, he doesn't.
Texas made a big mistake in firing him.
And so the new proposal would still play into the quote unquote regular bracket, but only expand by eight. Sure.
You're okay with that now.
Yeah. I didn't like the 96 or the really full scale ones that were happening, as much as you're like, oh, give us an extra week of basketball. Those teams don't belong in.
Yeah. And I don't know if
some of these aren't probably going to belong in either. Are you really missing the team that was like the top seed in the NIT? Not really.
No.
But fine. If you guys think you need it, we're not going to argue with a little more extra basketball.
But wouldn't it have allowed Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's team to be in the NCAA tournament this past year, right? You know, he's playing for SLU now, right?
Correct. He transferred with his coach
to SLU.
Yeah.
So we got that going for us, which is nice. But I look, I'm all about the expansion of the tournament. I've been all about the expansion of the tournament since we originally talked about it. And the reason that I am all about the expansion of the tournament is because if we don't expand the tournament, then the tournament's going to be done as we know it today, right? What the big boys want are more seats at the table because these conferences are getting bigger. You went from 8-member conferences to 16-member conferences, and the big boys are going, wait, hang on a second here. I don't want to let East Tonail State in. Why should we let them in when our 7th-place team is better than the team that won the snot-nosed division or whatever the case may be, right? So I understand what we're doing here. We're creating more spaces for the SEC and the Big 12 and the Big 10 and, the ACC. Meanwhile, we're still allowing the smaller schools to get into the NCAA tournament. And if we don't expand, the big boys are going to fight for more seats at the table and then want some of these, these smaller schools and smaller conferences to not get these automatic bids. And I am against that because that's what we love about the NCAA tournament. You're not going to watch Illinois take on Purdue in the first round and get excited about that. But if Illinois is playing, East Tonail State, and we've got a game coming down to the buzzer, everybody's rooting for that small school to win. It's the upsets that we love in the NCAA tournament. And by not expanding the field, we would eliminate the possibility of having those small schools in. Or if we didn't expand the field, then we would see the 4 power conferences say, peace out, I'm going home, and we're creating our own tournament. And then the NCAA would have one where you have Canisius playing Long Island State, and nobody's interested in that.
No. I think the big boys are still going to get theirs. They're still going to protect what they believe is theirs. But also, we're going to get a few more games early. They're going to play into 64 like normal. They're going to have basically more Dayton.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, great.
Sure.
Fine. Give us the buildup of that.
He's not running the Rangers. He's putting on the tournament?
Yes.
Okay.
That's where Dayton Moore is now running the NCAA. Would you hate if Dayton Moore ran the NCAA tournament?
I wouldn't hate if Dayton Moore ran anything.
Dayton actually liked the halves thing yesterday. I was kind of surprised about it. If you missed
he's changed a lot.
Our chat with Dayton Moore yesterday. You can check it out, 610sports.com or the Odyssey app, but playing two halves of baseball. I didn't think he'd be in on that one at all. And he's like, no, I've always kind of liked it. I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah. But I think Dayton sees what's coming. Look, I would say this.
He said more playoffs would be cool.
Right.
And, having more teams in, available to be in the playoffs would be fun. I'm like, okay, cool. I like that.
I could see Dayton Moore, and I'm being serious as a heart attack here, I can see him being the next commissioner of baseball. That's the love that Dayton Moore has in this game right now. I don't think people realize how many people in baseball love Dayton Moore and respect Dayton Moore and would do anything for that guy, right? Including yours truly. And so if he became the commissioner of Major League Baseball, I think everybody would be in favor. But as he said yesterday, I don't know that I can make the owners enough money, which
I
was
thought
unbelievable.
His line was unbelievable. Because he's right. He's like, well, he is my kind of commissioner. The game.
The game, yes.
Not the finances, the game.
Right.
Not talking about finances.
Right.
Talking about the game. Not finances.
Right.
Not the finances.
Right.
The game.
The game.
And there's a difference, right? We always talk about changing a sport versus having to deal with the business aspect. And Dayton's probably exactly right. He's like, yeah, I could do a bunch of stuff for the sport.
Right. But they don't really care about that.
But if it's not making a whole bunch of money, those people aren't going to be necessarily interested. And I think he would fall in the category of that.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. He would. Yeah. There's no doubt.
Would you help the actual on-field product? Yes. Okay. But making money. Well, it's not my thing.
I mean, would there be a better face for Major League Baseball, though, than Dayton Moore as commissioner of Major League Baseball? I mean, somebody who's loved by players, somebody who's loved.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.